Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a translation of the Friday sermon entitled At-Tafakkur fi Khalqillah, Contemplating Allah's Creation. Alhamdulillahi khaliq al-samawati wal-arb, ja'ala fi khalqihi ayatin li-mutafakkirin. Allahumma rabbana laka alhamd, amanna bika wa bimalaikatika wa kutubika wa rusulika wal yawm al-akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت رضينا بك ربا وبالإسلام دينا ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبدك ونبيك فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال تعالى إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. All praise is due to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has placed within his creation signs for those who reflect. O Allah, our Lord, to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, your angels, your books, your messengers, and the last day, the divine decree, both the good and the bad. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except you. We are pleased with you as our Lord, and Islam as our religion. We bear witness that our Master Muhammad is your servant and prophet. O Allah, bestow your blessings, peace, and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Verily, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for people who fear Him. O believers, Allah the Most High says, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Do they not contemplate within themselves? Allah has not created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with truth and for a specified term. Thus, through contemplating the creation of Allah, minds are illuminated and tongues glorify the Creator. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. O our Lord, you did not create all of this without purpose. You are transcendent and high above any imperfection. Glory be to you. Allah the Almighty has made the universe as a visual book that lies open and exposed to the gaze of people, in order that they may contemplate the wonders of His creation and the perfection of His handiwork. This is part of the guidance of the Prophet. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. For it was narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, I once stayed overnight with my aunt, Maymuna. When the last third of the night approached, he, the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, got up and looked at the sky and said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, are signs for those of understanding. Glory be to the one who raised the heavens without any pillars that you see, and made it into a canopy well guarded, and invites us to contemplate this creation. For Allah Almighty says, ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا. Do you not see that Allah has created seven heavens in layers and made the moon therein a reflected light and made the sun a burning lamp? From that resulted the alternation of night and day, and this is a sign that astonishes minds and captivates gazes. Allah the Almighty says,
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ.
And of his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Glory be to the supremely great Creator, and exalted is the wise regulator and director, who says,
الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا.
Who made in the skies constellations and placed therein a burning lamp and also a shining moon? And it is He who made the night and the day in succession for whoever desires to remember or desires gratitude. O Allah, make us among those who reflect upon your creation. You are exalted and high above all imperfection. Glory be to you. What a supremely great Creator. Grant us success in obeying you and in obeying your Messenger Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, as well as those whom you have commanded us to obey, in accordance with your statement.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. Exalted is your Lord, the Lord of glory beyond what they ascribe to him. And peace be upon the messengers, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Alhamdulillah al-Khaliq al-Azim, al-Bari al-Hakim, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad, وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين. All praise is due to Allah, the supremely great Creator, the wise originator. Blessings and peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, companions, and those who follow them. O contemplating believers, pondering the creation of Allah, the Most High says,
وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ.
And in the earth are signs for those who are certain in faith. So, every person who contemplates and reflects with deep insight and observes and ponders with acute hindsight would realize that Allah created the earth with inherent stability and balance in its allocation of resources. Allah the Almighty says,
وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ.
And the earth, we spread it out and set therein mountains firm and stable, and produce therein all kinds of things in due balance. Human beings are responsible for preserving the stability of its order, the moderation of its climate, the sustainability of its reserves and assets, and the proper use and investment of its resources and treasures. Allah has prepared and spread it out, depositing in it various blessings and resources. He sent down rain, and with it he brought forth all kinds of fruits. Allah the Most High says,
يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Through it he causes crops to grow for you, and olives, date palms, grapevines, and every kind of fruit. Surely there is a sign in this for people who reflect. Allah also urges to reflect on the creation of man, saying,
وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ.
And in yourselves, will you not see? And created us in the most perfect form and the best proportion.
لَقَدْ خَلَقُنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ.
Indeed, we have created man in the best form and proportion.
فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ.
Exalted is Allah, the best of creators. Thereafter, contemplate the diversity of your forms, colors, tongues, and languages. Allah the Almighty says,
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ.
Indeed, in that are signs for those of knowledge. Thus, let the believer contemplate the greatness of Allah's creation, the miraculous nature of His design, and let him ponder the aim of his existence and strive to fulfill Allah's purpose for him. O Allah, send peace, blessings, and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, be pleased with the righteously guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the rest of the most noble and honorable companions. O Allah, grant success to the ruler of the UAE, Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayed, his deputies, his brothers, and the rulers of the Emirates, and grant success to the Crown Prince in all that is beloved and pleasing to you. O Allah, preserve the stability, progress, and prosperity of the UAE. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid, the founding fathers and leaders, Sheikh Maktoum and Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and admit them into paradise by your grace, and encompass the country's martyrs in your mercy and forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are still alive, and those of them who have passed on. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely great, and He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings and bounties, and He will grant you even more. And the last of our call is, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds.